Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody,
everyone.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
All glories to the moonlight, Sri Gauranga, who is the life and soul of all living entities. He is fear personified to the evildoers, and he is the protector of the righteous.
Fold your hands. That's not what fold your hands. Not fold your arms, but fold your hands like this. Very good boy. Very nice. There's many leelas going on in this kirtan. All glories to the Lord and Master of Sri Anantashesha, Sri Ramadevi, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean of compassion. He's the friend of the fallen and wretched, and he's the best amongst all renounced sannyasis. All glories to the Lord, and all glories to his pure devotees. I simply pray that he may shower his mercy upon me, so that I may eternally place my mind at his lotus feet. The Supreme Lord Sri Gaurasunda exhibited wonderful pastimes in the house of Sri Advaita Charja in Shantipur. Thus, he revealed the unlimited potencies of his own transcendental personality. He spent the nights discussing Krishna Katha with his Vaishnava devotees, and everyone experienced unlimited bliss. In the morning, after completing his spiritual duties, he sat, surrounded by his devotees, none of whom were aware of the passing of the night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to everyone, "I will now leave for Jagannath Puri. But do not feel sad thinking that I'm leaving you. I will drink the nectar of Jagannath's moon-like face, and I will return soon to again be with you. Return to your homes and engage in continuous kirtan. Every one of you are my life and soul, and you are my companions life after life." The devotees replied, "My dear Lord, who has the power to go against your wishes? But we still wish to inform you that these times are full of danger. No one now dares to travel south to Jagannath Puri because there is a growing enmity between the two kingdoms, Bengal and Utkal, and the borders are infested with pirates. So we pray to you to rest here a while, until the tension subsides." Actually, what had happened was that while some king in the south, at the southern part of the territory of the Gajapati king of Orissa, he attacked, and the king of Puri of Orissa brought all his soldiers to fight in the south. And just as they were going to become victorious, Nawab Hussein Shah thought this was a perfect time, being full of compassion, to attack Orissa in the north. And this is the time when he wanted Sanatana Goswami to maintain the kingdom when he went off to fight against Lord Jagannath. And this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So at that time, the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, went to the north and he chased Nawab Hussein Shah back. But this time was a time of great tension. And actually, they had come all the way to Cuttack. And they actually had to hide Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath chastise Maharaj Pataburuja for being negligent of his duties to protect him. So in any case, this was going on. And the devotees were very clever in using what was going on to fulfill their desires, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay with them. To this, the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he replied, "Let there be danger of any size, I will nevertheless certainly go, and this I say to you." Then Sri Advaita Charja understood Sri Chaitanya's mind, and he knew that no one could stop him from leaving and traveling to Puri. And Sri Advaita Charja, with his palms joined, began to speak. "Who can dare to stop you on your path? All so-called impediments and dangers are simply your order carriers. No one possesses the power to stop you. And since you have resolved to travel to Nalachal, your journey will be a great source of joy to you. You may certainly leave at any time at your own sweet will." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased to hear the truth spoken so plainly by Sri Advaita Charja, and feeling great satisfaction, he began to chant the holy name, Hari, Hari, Hari. And without wasting any time, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, immediately left on his journey to Jagannath Puri. As he walked towards Nalachala, his gait, his walking style, was like that of a stalking, maddened lion. But the devotees who were left behind, feeling completely bereft, followed him, unable to halt their tears of separation. And then, after some distance, Sri Gaura Sunda spoke softly to them. With soothing words, "Do not allow this pain to burden your hearts. I could never live without you. I am always with you. Chant the holy names in your homes while I am gone, and very soon I will return." The Supreme Lord then embraced all the Vaishnavas individually, and he bathed them all with his tears. And after comforting them with divine sweetness, he headed south. The Vaishnavas, touched by the love, they were touched by his love, they wept in separation. And they repeatedly fell to the ground with stunned hearts because he had left. They managed to contain their agony of separation in the same manner as did the gopis, who, when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, they went on with their lives whilst tending their broken hearts as they drowned in a vast ocean of ecstatic separation. On his journey, Sri Gaura Sunda was accompanied by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Mukunda, Sri Govinda, Jagannanda Pandit, and Sri Brahmananda. The Supreme Lord desired to test his followers, and he inquired, "Have any amongst you brought any supplies for this journey? Tell me frankly, tell me the truth." And to this they replied, "My dear Lord, without your permission, who amongst us would dare bring anything?" The Lord was greatly pleased at their reply. He spoke, explaining the meaning behind his simple question. He said, "You have made me very happy by not bringing anything with you. Everyone is liable to enjoy only what is destined to him. Even if he is in the forest, that which is due to him through destiny will find him. If providence wills that someone goes without food, then even if he is a prince and his storehouse may be filled with food, he will still have to fast. He may find himself suddenly filled with a great fever and unable to eat, or he may suddenly find himself in a quarrel with someone and out of anger refuse to eat, and he may remain alone, hungry and angry, and he may also, without warning, have that high fever, and there's no question of eating anything. This is all happening in truth by the Lord's sweet will. The entire universe is Krishna's storehouse, filled with grains and foodstuffs. And if the Lord so desires, we can get food anywhere and everywhere. The Supreme Lord, as Sri Gaurasunda, was personally instructing everyone on the absolute truth and the correct attitude to have towards Krishna. And those who accept his words with faith, taking them deep in their hearts, experience great joy. The efforts of the soul, the jiva, will never bear fruit unless the Supreme Lord sanctions them. One may try very carefully to do something, but the result of the endeavors depend entirely upon the will of the Lord. As they walk to Jagannath Puri, the devotees discussed spiritual knowledge and the Lord taught them the entire way. Sri Gaurasunda's party soon arrived at the village of Atisara. There, a very advanced scholar and pure devotee, Sri Ananda Pandit, lived in that village. The Lord decided to spend the night in his residence, and thus I am unable to describe the extent of his good fortune. Throughout the entire night, the Lord chanted the holy names of Krishna, and he spoke Krishna Katha. He thus blessed the home of Ananda Pandit. The next morning, after blessing Ananda Pandit with his merciful glance, he proceeded upon his journey with Krishna's names constantly vibrating on his lips. When the local villagers saw the Lord's compassionate moon-like face, which was a soothing balm for all material tribulations, they spontaneously began to repeat the Lord's holy names. The unbearable heat of material existence that scorched their lives subsided as they continuously chanted the holy name of Krishna. The Lord followed the course of the Janavi Ganga, feeling great exhilaration as he walked along her sacred banks. He soon arrived at Chatraboga, where Ganga Devi divides herself into 100 streams that bestow benedictions and joy upon all. Also situated in Chatraboga is a famous bathing place known as Ambulinga Ghat, where the presence of Lord Shiva and Sri Ganga Devi make this village a holy place. However, with the visit of Sri Gaurasunda, its transcendental glories have increased unlimitedly since he has left the impressions of his lotus feet upon this already holy ground. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became most ecstatic upon seeing Ambulinga and Ganga Devi's 100 streams. He chanted loudly Lord Hari's names. He embraced Nityananda. They both fell to the ground in ecstasy. Tumultuous chanting of the holy names from the assembled Vaishnavas filled the air. And thrilled with spiritual joy, the Lord and all the devotees bathed in the sanctified waters of Ganga Devi. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the water, he began to weep
in uncontrolled ecstasy. He changed into fresh, dry clothing, but they quickly became soaked with his tears. In the form of the river Ganga Devi was flowing in 100 streams. But also from the eyes of the Lord, another 100 rivers of ecstatic tears had appeared. And seeing this extraordinary phenomena, the devotees were amazed. The Jamindar of that area, does anyone know the name of the local landholder? His name was Ramachandra Khan, a different one than the one who had given Thakur Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu so much trouble. Although Ramachandra Khan was a materialistic man, he was also pious. He must have been, because he saw the Supreme Lord, his beautiful face, right near his eyes. He saw him face to face. And by the will of Providence, Ramachandra Khan was in his palanquin when he saw the Lord after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bathed in the Ganga. Ramachandra Khan spontaneously felt awe and reverence. He immediately got down and he fell like a stick. He prostrated himself at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord was fully absorbed in Krishna Prem. He didn't notice him or anything else. He was crying. Deep sighs came from his mouth. He was repeatedly standing up, then falling to the ground, rolling in the dust, chanting, "Oh Jagannath! Oh Jagannath! Oh Jagannath!" Ramachandra Khan was extremely moved to see such intense devotional mood, and thinking, there seems no way that he's able to stop crying for the Lord. Seeing this, he himself broke out in tears. Who in the three worlds could remain impassive while hearing the Lord's tearful pleas? For even a stone-hearted person would melt. Gradually, the Lord calmed himself and he asked Ramachandra Khan, "Who are you?" But not in that mood. "Who are you?" Offering prostrated obeisances at the Lord's feet, Ramachandra Khan, whose heart was melted, replied with folded hands, "O Lord, I am the servant of your servants." But the local people who had gathered spoke up and they informed the Lord, "He is the landlord of this entire southern province." And Gaurasundar said, "It is good to know that you are a high-ranking government official. Kindly, tell me, how can I proceed to Jagannath Puri tomorrow?" As soon as the Lord spoke the word Jagannath Puri, he was again overwhelmed by divine ecstasy. And he began to cry out Jagannath's name. He began to weep profusely. He again fell to the ground. Ramachandra Khan spoke in a concerned voice, "O Lord, whatever you order, I consider my prime duty to fulfill. But I must inform you that the roads are very dangerous at this time due to the current enmity between Orissa and Bengal. Traveling between these two countries has become practically impossible. The inimical kings have placed camouflage spears hidden in the ground all along the border. And if the soldiers find even an innocent traveler in these sensitive areas, they capture him, they torture him, and then they think he's an enemy spy. The only safe way I can arrange is to send you in secret. And doing so, I will place myself in great danger. But I do not care for this danger.
I will certainly carry out your desire, my Lord, if you will kindly accept me as your servitor. Then I pray that you and your associates will come to my house for prasadam. Of course. I will use everything I possess, money, influence, men, to bring you across the border tonight. The Lord was pleased with Ramachandra Khan and blessed him with his merciful glance. And by that one glance, Ramachandra Khan became purified of all his material attachments. At his home, Ramachandra Khan, who was a Brahmin, himself prepared the food with great devotion and deference. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to eat only for the satisfaction of his beloved devotees. For now, his only real food and nourishment was his ecstatic absorption in spiritual bliss. Ever since he had embarked on his journey to Jagannath Puri, he had eaten practically speaking nothing, for he continuously was absorbed in loving separation from Lord Jagannath. The Lord sat and ate with Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees who were so dear to him. And suddenly, after barely taking one morsel of food, he quickly arose with a thunderous roar. He kept asking, "How far is it to Jagannath Puri? How far is Jagannath Swami?" Mukunda quickly started to sing, and the Lord began to gracefully dance, and all present had the rare fortune of seeing the Supreme Lord, the supreme hero of Vaikuntha, dancing before their very eyes. As he danced, one after another of the ecstatic symptoms began to manifest on his body in continuous waves. Thus the Lord manifested crying, shivering, roaring, the standing of hairs on his body. Profusely he perspired, and he became stunned like a statue. Who could understand the many subtle spiritual transformations that appeared in the Lord as he spun around and around and around? Tears flowed out of his eyes like the rushing currents of the Ganga during the monsoon. And everyone present became drenched by those tears. Time passed, and deep into the night, the kirtan and dancing continued, and when the night was almost at an end, the Lord calmed himself and sat down. Although it was almost dawn, the long hours seemed to have gone by in a moment, and everyone was liberated and delivered by the Lord's causeless mercy. But when the Lord was calm, Ramachandra Khan, having awaited for this moment, now said, "My Lord, your boat is ready." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately got up. He went to the riverbank. Amidst tumultuous chanting of Krishna's names, the Lord stepped on the boat and he cast his compassionate glance upon everyone. He bid them farewell, and the boat then headed towards Jagannath Puri as the Lord eagerly looked forward to reaching his own eternal abode. Sri Gaurasundar rested peacefully on the boat, and he asked Mukunda to sing. And as the boat moved silently in the still night, Mukunda started to sing verses describing Krishna with a beautiful melody. The boatman was simple. He was illiterate. He said, "Oh, stop! Your singing is causing me great fear. I will surely lose my life tonight. On land, If we go to the land, the tigers will maul us, and the water is filled with crocodiles, and this part of the river is terrorized by pirates. And if they catch us, they will take our wealth and our lives. So please remain quiet until we get to Orissa." All the devotees became worried. But the Lord's deep spiritual absorption continued. In a short while, he made a sound that was as loud as a thunderbolt and said, "What do you fear? Who are you afraid of? The Sudarsan Chakra, the Lord's spinning disc that protects the Vaishnavas at all times from every danger, is here. Just look around you. Let us bury our fear and loudly continue Krishna Kirtan." These reassuring words from the Lord had a miraculous effect on the devotees, and they began to sing Krishna's names with renewed strength. They thus performed kirtan until the boats reached Orissa. And at the river port called Prayagat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped from the boat. Hearing the narration of Sri Gaurasundar's entering Orissa accelerates greatly the process of reaching spiritual perfection, and all who hear it will swim in the nectar of Krishna Prema. That's good, yes? Haribo! Now the Lord was extremely joyful upon setting his lotus feet upon the soil of Orissa. He offered his obeisances to the holy land of Utkal, and the devotees all did the same. In that area, there is a well-known bathing place called Ganga Ghat. And in that ghat, the Lord bathed before going to offer obeisances to the nearby Shiva Linga deity known as Mahesh, which had been established by King Yudhisthira of the Pandavas. The Lord brought the joyful devotees to a temple, and requesting them to rest, he went to beg food for them to eat. The Lord went door to door. He took his cloth and spread it out to receive alms. As he stood before each house, the people were captivated by seeing his beauty, and they immediately gave generously their best rice, their best vegetables. Feeling content, the Lord returned to the devotees, and upon seeing the quantity and quality of what the Lord had collected, they said, "Truly, dear Lord, you alone can maintain everyone." Jagannanda Pandit then gladly cooked a wonderful feast, which the devotees honored to their full satisfaction. And they passed the entire night in that village performing kirtan. And at the first light of dawn, they were again on the road, walking towards Jagannath Puri. But after a few miles, there arose a big problem. But the problem won't be the kirtan we're having now.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
everyone.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Jai Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jai,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Everyone!
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare Everybody Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Everyone
some tax collectors who refused to allow them to walk onward without paying, and they had nothing with them. Yet, when the tax collectors saw the grave and imposing figure of the Lord, they were impressed. They inquired of him, "How many men are with you?" The Lord replied, "I don't have anyone in this world. I have no one and nothing. I do not belong to anyone. I'm alone. The entire world is mine." Upon saying this, The Lord began shedding incessant tears which flowed out in streams. The taxman said, "Oh, Master, you may kindly leave, but I will not release the others until I have received full payment from them." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in an ecstatic trance, walked onward, leaving his devotees behind. As he remembered Krishna and chanted Krishna's names, Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees were plunged into a great abyss of misery, thinking that the Lord had left them. The taxman insisted, "You cannot accompany that sannyasi. You are not accompanying that sannyasi, so you must pay the proper taxes." Suddenly, they had all heard the Lord's loud chanting of Govinda's name, for he had gone just a short distance and was sitting beneath a nearby tree. His head was hanging down, and tears were welling in his eyes as he was chanting, "Oh, Govinda, Govinda." Even a stone heart would melt upon hearing the Lord's crying. And the taxman, filled with wonder, said, "That sannyasi is certainly not an ordinary man. It is impossible for a human being to shed such an excessive amount of tears." He looked at everyone again carefully. He inquired from the devotees, "Tell me clearly who you are. Whose associates are you?" The devotees replied, "That sannyasi is our master. You must have heard of him, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and we are his servants." Saying this, the devotees broke down in tears, and the taxman became confused, but infused by their mood and purified by their association, he also began to cry, and tears began coursing down his cheeks. He then ran towards the sitting figure of the Lord and threw himself down on the ground like a rod before the Lord's lotus feet. "It is my great fortune to have seen you. Kindly forgive my offenses. Please peacefully go forward with your servants. I pray that you will all arrive safely in Jagannath." Sri Gaurahari then blessed the taxman with his glance. He chanted the holy name and he restarted his journey. Day and night, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled, he remained internally absorbed. He drank deep from the endless nectarian ocean of loving rasa with Lord Krishna. After several days, he arrived on the bank of the river Suvarnarekha, and here the devotees bathed in that river, further sanctifying it before continuing onward. Somehow, Nityananda Prabhu and Jagannanda Pandit had fallen back a distance from the rest of the group. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to wait for the two to catch up. Nityananda Prabhu was always engrossed in deep meditation on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his love made him act intoxicated and seemingly mad. Sometimes he would cry out, almost wailing. Then suddenly he would begin roaring loudly with ear-splitting voice of a thunderbolt. Then again he would abruptly start to laugh, and then he would roll on the ground. Whenever he saw a river, he would plunge into the water and swim for a long time. Then at other times, he would cover his body with dust. Sometimes he would fall in ecstasy on the ground so hard that everyone would believe that all his bones would shatter. And when he started dancing, it seems like the earth would quiver like a leaf, appearing to fall out of balance. At one time, Jagannanda Pandit
who had been assigned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry his sannyas danda, wanted to go and beg food from a nearby village. He considered it best to leave the Lord's danda behind, so he said to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, "Please, take the Lord's danda and carefully look after it while I am gone." With this, Jagadananda handed the danda to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, who was always meditating on Sri Chaitanya and thus absorbed in prema bhakti, he took the danda and he sat down. He started laughing and he held the danda in one hand and he began speaking to the danda. "Oh, danda, you are carried by the same person I always carry in my heart. What logic is there in that? Nityananda Prabhu, who was Balaram, then picked up the danda and he smashed the Lord's danda to the ground with great force, and the danda broke into three pieces. When Jagannanda Pandit returned, he found Nityananda sitting with the three broken pieces of the danda next to him. At first, he was simply shocked, but he soon fell into great anxiety. "How did the danda become broken? Who broke it?" Nityananda Prabhu replied, "The one who has accepted the danda in the first place has broken it. The Lord himself has broken his own danda. Who else would dare to do such a thing?" Jagannanda, thinking it best not to reply, he simply picked up the broken pieces of the danda and silently walked away. Jagannanda went directly to where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seated, and he placed the broken pieces of the danda before the Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was startled. "How did my danda become broken? Have you gotten in a fight? Tell me what has happened." Jagannanda replied, "Your Nityananda, who is always wrapped in ecstatic trance, has done this." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Nityananda and inquired, "Why have you broken my danda?" Nityananda Prabhu said, "They were just some bamboo poles that I broke as I fell back. If you cannot forgive me for this action, then you can punish me as you wish." The Lord replied, "A danda is the residence of all the demigods, and you reduce its importance to speak of them as some bamboo poles? Although the danda was broken by the Lord's own desire and arrangement, yet now he showed his anger. I had only one companion, my danda, and by now, by Krishna's will, that is also broken and lost. And now I'm alone. So all of you, go ahead. Go ahead to Jagannath Puri alone, and I alone will follow behind." No one dared to argue with the Lord's decision, but the devotees nevertheless became fearful. And Mukunda intervened and said, "No, Lord, it is best if you go ahead of us, for we must stay back as we have some work to do." Mahaprabhu replied, "Very well." And he left, walking away quickly like a mad lion. He soon arrived in Jaleshwar village and directly went to the temple of Lord Shiva, the main deity of that village. The Shiva Linga deity was well looked after by the local Brahmana priest, with the floral decorations and the fragrance of incense permeating the air. Devotees in the temple were singing. They were playing musical instruments. They were dancing. And in that joyful atmosphere,
the Lord's anger lessened. And letting the devotional feelings in his heart gradually flow into the music, he became enlivened by the opulence and influence in the temple of his dear devotee, Lord Shiva. And thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to happily dance. As the Lord danced, he made joyful sounds that were so loud that the mountains seemed to tremble. Lord Shiva's devotees were struck in amazement, and they thought that their own Lord must have appeared in person. The musicians and singers played faster, and the Lord became still more fully absorbed in dancing, and he lost all contact with the outside world. And meanwhile, the devotees arrived, and Mukunda and the other devotees began to sing. And the Lord, seeing his beloved associates, experienced great joy, and he danced still more exuberantly than ever, with the devotees all also dancing along with him and encircling him. And as everyone danced, tears flowed into 100 streams from the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gradually, the Lord calmed down and became peaceful. He looked at his devotees with great love. And upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord embraced him and held him firmly to his chest. He said to Nittai, "Your duty is to calm me down, to restrain me, and to help me maintain my sannyas vows. But instead you mislead me and increase my madness. But Nittai, I am openly declaring, whatever you want of me, O Nittai, I will always act accordingly. This is the truth." The Lord then turned to the assembled devotees. "Always give great care and respect to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. His position is much more elevated than mine, and I am not exaggerating, it is the truth. And anyone, if they commit an offense at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, even if they have not offended me directly, still such a devotee is refused entry into the devotional service of the Lord. An offender against Nityananda may be situated in devotional service. Hence, some may consider him a devotee, but I reject him." When Nityananda Prabhu heard the Lord speak about him so reverently, he shyly hung down his head. The devotees passed that night in Jaleshwar, and at early dawn, the Lord and his devotees restarted their journey. He went towards Vamsidaha, and upon the way, he was stopped by a Shakta sannyasi. And the Lord knew that the stranger was a Shakta, but nevertheless, he spoke to him with very sweet words. He said, "Oh, please tell me, my friend, where have you been? It has been so long since I've met you. Where are your other friends?" The Shakta became captivated and slowly began revealing all information about himself and his other Shakta sannyasi friends. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and listened. The Shakta then invited the Lord to his mat, his monastery, and he said, "You should come now to my mat, and we can together enjoy some bliss drink." The Shakta was referring to an alcoholic drink as Ananda Bliss, and this amused both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And the Lord replied, "Thoda badme, abhiyaya. I will definitely come and enjoy your bliss drink. First, however, you should go ahead to make sure everything is prepared for our arrival. So you go now. 1 minute, we'll be coming." The Shakta was pleased to hear that his invitation had been accepted, and he left quickly in a happy mood. How ununderstandable is the character of the Lord. The Vedas declare that Sri Krishna is the friend and deliverer of the poor and wretched.
Hence, the Lord spoke so sweetly to the Shakta Sannyasi. The devotees began to say, "This Shakta has now been delivered for sure, and by his contact, other Shaktas will now also become purified." Just hear what Mahaprabhu is saying in these past times. If you criticize Nityananda Prabhu, or as he said earlier, or any devotees, if you are critical, you'll be rejected as a devotee. But even if you're a low-class person who's taking intoxication, and you're treating the devotees sweetly, that is paving your success for the future. There is a grave warning in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Do you know what that is? We should be very careful in dealing with the devotees. And that is the one difficulty of being so close to so many devotees at one time. We tend to take them for granted and, oh, this one's like this and this one. Blah, blah, blah. But it is not good. Quickly leaving, the Lord and his devotees arrived at Sri Ramuna, the village of the deity of Gopinath. Upon seeing himself in this deity form, the Lord began to dance ecstatically, lost in love for that person who is no other than himself. He became oblivious to everything. He wept piteously in loving separation, and even the cruelest of hearts melted upon hearing him cry. After a few more days of travel, Gosinda came to Yajapur village and stayed in the locality called Brahmananagar, a place from which Sri Jagannath Puri is exactly 80 miles away. There, the Lord and the devotees all went to the Adivaraha temple, and he danced ecstatically in front of the Adivaraha deity. The devotees joined him and began blissfully singing. The Lord danced with increasing vigor. But then, all of a sudden, with no warning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. The devotees began to search the temple in fear, but they were unable to find the Lord anywhere. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Please calm yourselves. I know where the Lord has gone. Surely, he wants to visit all the temples and holy places of Yajapur, but he wants to go alone. Therefore, we should now beg for food and then return to this very same spot. And tonight we will rest here, for the Lord is sure to return here before tomorrow morning." And trusting the words of Nityananda Prabhu, the devotees felt relieved. They went out, collected alms, cooked, and respected the prasadam that they had offered. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited the different temples and holy spots and had already returned. And that, the Lord's return, filled the devotees with jubilation. And upon their return, they saw that the Lord had already returned, and they greeted him by loudly chanting, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." And then, after a few days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Katak, and there he bathed in the crystal clear waters of the river Mahanadi. He proceeded to the temple of Shakshi Gopal, and the charming, unequaled beauty of Shakshi Gopal greatly enraptured and increased the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He began to roar in a thunderous voice. He offered prayers, and he cried in ecstasy. Next, they arrived in Bhubaneswar, which, although hidden, is actually the city of Kashi, the residence of Lord Shiva. Previously, Lord Shiva had collected a drop of water from each different holy place and had brought them to Bhubaneswar, and these drops form the Bindu Sarova Lake. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew the significance of that lake, for it was most dear to Lord Shiva, and thus he bathed there and further increased its auspiciousness. He took darshan of the nearby Sri Bhuvaneswara Shiva Linga, which was self-manifest, and he happily mingled with the crowds of Shiva devotees
were all loudly chanting the praise of Lord Shiva. Small burning ghee lamps set in rows offered by the visiting devotees surrounded the linga, which was being bathed constantly with the waters from Bindu Sarova. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees danced before Lord Shiva for a long time to teach everyone that Lord Shiva is very dear to Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clapped his hands and he danced and he sang Shiva Ram Govinda. He then worshipped Lord Shiva with his devotees. The Lord then took the devotees around Bhuvaneshwar, visiting the different temples. And when he left Bhuvaneshwar, he was feeling ecstatic, chanting and dancing Krishna's names. He and the devotees continued his journey. When they reached Kamalapur village, the Lord looked in the distance and he saw the fluttering flags atop the Jagannath temple. His heart flooded with spiritual emotions, which drowned him in an ocean of ecstatic bliss. His loud cries resembled the rumbling of thunder. The transformation of his mood was amazing. He first began to shiver, and then he couldn't move. His eyes were simply fixed on the temple's chakra and flags, and he stumbled onward, reciting Sanskrit verses. But one verse especially moved the Lord to ecstasy. That verse was, "Just see him. Upon seeing me, Krishna, that beautiful coward boy, shyly smiles from atop the temple. And his smile increases the extraordinary beauty of his face." Each time the Lord repeated this verse, he stumbled and fell to the ground. And after some time, he would again stand up and step forward the distance of one of the lengths of his body. But when he again would look up at the temple chakra and chant that verse, he would again fall, crash to the ground. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this again and again. What a journey! How intensely was the Lord's love for Krishna's eagerness to be with the Lord. How intense was that burning in his heart? How was he teaching us? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this again and again. People stared at him, completely astonished and in awe. Oh, how fortunate were those souls who lined the roads and saw the Lord lost in his ecstasy. The devotees moved along with their Lord. They surrounded him. Their freely flowing ecstatic tears soaked the earth. The distance from Kamalapur to Attaranala can be walked in 1.5 hours. However, the way the Lord was traveling, offering dandabhat obeisance after dandabhat obeisances, it took him 9 hours. Upon arriving in Attaranala, he withdrew inside all his ecstatic moods. And sitting down with all the devotees, he spoke, "You have been my real well-wishing friends because you have brought me to Lord Jagannath. Now kindly tell me, should I go after you or should I go ahead of you alone? Please let me know." Mukunda quickly replied, "Please, O Lord, you should go ahead of us." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, "Balo." And the Lord left the company of his devotees and quickly walked from Alalanath towards the temple of Lord Jagannath. His gait was like a lion in the forest. And then, in great eagerness,
with ever-quickening steps, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the temple of Lord Jagannath. Anyone who hears this narration of the Lord's entering Nilachala Puri, Jagannath Puri, will be carried to the Lord's feet on waves of ecstatic bliss. Anyone hearing the narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival in Jagannath Puri will certainly swim in an ocean of devotional love. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says. And I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Everyone chant.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.